coach of the Oakland Raiders, Mr. Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen.
You doing all right, bud?
No complaint.
Good. Well, back at the combine again, man. All right, it's a great opportunity for us to start getting ready for next year, and with free agency and the draft coming up. We're excited about getting to work.
What are these? How do you go about prioritizing them?
Well, I think what we've got to do is we've got to begin to really identify what's out there available in the draft, as well as through free agency, both with our own players that we had last year, and then also with what's out there on the market, and try to categorize where you think you might be able to fill needs, whether you're going to have to do it through free agency or whether this is a draft that's deep enough in certain positions that you'll be able to fill it through that. Yeah, I mean, I last year was Senior Bowl when I got hired, and so we had just completed a staff and really kind of getting our feet on the ground. This offseason, we've had some time to really hit the ground running a little bit, and I think we've got a clear plan on what we're trying to get done and the things that we've got to try to get accomplished this year.
Hey, Coach, you got to see your staff down in Mobile a month ago, obviously a lot of coaches who have coached the Senior Bowl have had success drafting players from the Senior Bowl, and so kind of my question is, how important is it potentially to accumulate some extra picks in the middle rounds to try and exercise that inside that expertise you have from spending that much?
Well, first of all, to really comment on the Senior Bowl, I think it was an outstanding experience for us and for our staff to be able to be there, to get a chance to see those players up close and personal, really to get a chance to evaluate not how they play the game of football, but really what type of people they really are. Because I think when you look at the draft and you look at the challenges that you face and why people don't make it, in the National Football League, a lot of times that's more to do with the type of person that they are and what really motivates them to succeed, more so than it is just on athletic talent. So I think the ability to really get a chance to get to know those guys a little bit gives us some inside information and can help us to make a better decision come draft day. I think really when you look at the draft, obviously everybody wants to have as many draft picks as you can possibly have. So it's a delicate balance of trying to make sure that you're able to, you want to try to accumulate draft picks if you can, but at the same time you want to make sure that you identify the guys that you really want and make sure you get the guys that you really want.
Dennis, another John Fox coordinator, got a head job in the division. I'm wondering what you thought about that.
Well, there's only 32 of these jobs, so it's a little unusual that it would be 2 years in a row that the coordinator would get, a head coaching job in the same division. But Mike McCoy did an outstanding job there. When you look at what he did and really totally changing an offense with Tim Tebow, and then he gets Peyton Manning in there this year, and then it's a totally different system and a totally different way of doing things, but yet was able to have success doing it both ways. I think that speaks volumes for, Mike McCoy, John Fox, really that organization, in general, and what they were able to do. But Mike will be, I think this division with, Andy Reid coming into the division and with Mike McCoy down there in San Diego, I think the division is going to continue to get better.
There was a lot of talk about the familiarity that you might have with the Broncos and Did you find that was a little overrated, or that they had changed so much?
Yeah, really every year's a new year, and that team was totally different this year than it was the previous year. So, I think a lot of people make a lot of that, and probably more so than there really is there.
But a year ago, you guys had all kinds of contract issues, sort of out of whack contracts. How are you guys coping with that a year later? Do you still sort of feel under that burden?
Well, yeah, it's a process, and things don't happen overnight. There's a process that we're going through you know, kind of get ourselves out of that situation. And we're closer to being there this year. We've got, you know, we're missing a second and a fifth round draft choice this year, whereas last year we didn't get a pick until the compensatory pick in the third round. So, you know, we're making some progress in that regard, and we're going to continue working on that throughout the offseason.
Coach, are we going to get to see Lamar Houston and three technique at all?
Well, I think that's certainly a possibility. I think if you saw him there, you'd see more in sub down situations, nickel situations. But we'll look at, once we get through the free agency period, once we get through the draft period, we'll have a better feel for exactly who we have on our football team. And then it's our job as coaches to put them in the best position to have success. Well, I thought last year in the final game of the season, I thought he showed some things, you know, not just from an athletic standpoint, but really from a control standpoint, from a leadership standpoint out there on the field, that was something for us to build on going forward. I said that there'll be, you know, competition at the quarterback position as well as any other position on our football team. I think that's the way you build. I think that's where you build a solid football team, is when you create competition at all positions, at all levels. So I'm looking forward to watching him. I'm looking forward to watching Carson. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting a chance to really get out there with all our players.
Would you expect to add another quarterback as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, we won't go into camp with just two quarterbacks, so yeah.
For potentially starting job?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, if there's things that we can do to create competition at whatever position it is, we're going to try to do that.
But you obviously want to beat the other teams in your division anyway, but having a relationship with Mike McCoy and John Fox, does that add even a little some connection?
No, I don't think it adds anything extra. I mean, it's a unique situation. Those guys are good friends of mine. But, you know, when it's game day, I mean, you're trying to win. It doesn't matter whether it's your mom or grandmother or Mike McCoy.
Hey guys, we have time for two more questions.
Question from the quick. How influential was your time with the Saints, particularly working for Sean Payton, now as your head coach?
Well, I've said this before, and I'll reiterate it, that I came into the National Football League with the Atlanta Falcons, but I grew up with the New Orleans Saints. So that organization, from top to bottom, was kind of where I, you know, that's where I kind of formulated my plan as to, you know, when I got an opportunity, that's kind of how I wanted to do it. And you know, from Mickey Loomis to Sean Payton, Joe Vitt, Bill Johnson, all those guys over there were extremely influential in my career.
Coach, like last year,
last one, guys.
A couple mandatory Longhorn questions. Can you comment on Michael Huff and then also tell us what you learned and what you saw in Marquise Goodwin?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, on Michael Huff, what I'd say is, you know, for him to be able to do what he did this year speaks volumes about, you know, really kind of who he is. You know, it was a very unselfish move to move to a position that, you know, quite honestly, I mean, you're out there on an island, and everybody's watching you. And
you
know, I thought as the season went on, I think he got better, you know, at playing that position. I think at the end of the day, I think his natural fit is a safety, but I think he'll do anything that we need him to do to try to give ourselves a chance to be successful. As far as Marquise Goodwin at the Senior Bowl, you know, I felt really good about Marquise. I think, you know, we all know what type of explosive athlete he is and how fast he is. But I think just getting a chance to know him a little bit and really watching him as a route runner, I was really impressed with him as a route runner. You know, and that's one of the things that you don't always think about, you know, with those guys that are really, really fast is, you know, just how precise is he running routes. So I think he's got a good foundation there, you know, for moving forward in the NFL. All right, thank you.
Attention media. On podium A, we are scheduled to have San Francisco 49ers.